Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. Coming up, we got John Chatterton. He's actually coming up out of the water as we speak in South Florida. Going to check in with us before the hour finishes up. World-renowned diver. Also, the feature of the latest book, Pirate Hunters, which was released this week, I believe, worldwide. We'll get to the bottom of that here in just a bit. Also, Scuba Elvis from Las Vegas is going to join us. I kid you not, he does exist. And I found him at the Long Beach, well, at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, and we're going to talk to him in just a bit. But before we get to that, you know, in hour one, we were talking to Phil Narcosis about some training he was doing with John Chatterton and some deep technical diving. And, you know, whether you're into this kind of thing or not, if you are, you're definitely going to understand the value of the right equipment and the tools you need to, execute this type of technical diving when it comes to mixed gases, nitrox, that kind of thing. And my buddy Alberto has come out with a new product from DiveNav, his company out there on the left coast. And I'll tell you what, this could be a game changer. And I'll tell you what, if you are a Nitrox certified diver, you're going to want to listen up closely because I don't know. I think you got another winner on your hands, Alberto. I'm guessing you would agree with me on this. Am I right? What do you think?
Correct.
Yes.
We are very pleased with this new product.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm also pleased to be back on your show. I think it's the third or fourth time.
Well, it is. I see Alberto pretty much every time I go out there to the California show. And we cross paths at the DEMA show. He's very much, you're so much into the tech side of diving. And they got these virtual dive computers online that you can, make a virtual dive Catalina Island. He's done so many crazy things, and we've talked about that in the past. But recently, last few years, you've been funding a lot of your new creations or inventions through Kickstarter, and that's what this new product is. It's called Kutu, which you can explain what that means in just a bit. But the idea is this is a unit that is not only an oxygen gas analyzer, it's also a CO2 analyzer. So carbon monoxide poisoning, which is an issue, or contaminated tanks is an issue. But this also does, analyzes your tank for oxygen content, which you have to do if you're a nitrox diver, right?
Correct. Minor correction.
Okay.
CO is carbon monoxide.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
CO2 is carbon dioxide. We do oxygen and carbon monoxide in one single unit.
Yeah,
so this is the first product in the market that offers this capability, but is also smartphone controlled, smartphone programmable. Going back to Kickstarter, we like Kickstarter. We like the fact that you can use a Kickstarter also as a promotional channel and as a proof of concept channel. You know, if people vote with their dollars, it means that the product is good.
Yeah.
And for this specific product, Kutu, we are extremely excited because we launched the project on Kickstarter like Tuesday this week. And we are almost funded already. We are like 80% or something like that.
Yeah. And if you do a search on Kutu, Kootwo/ Kickstarter, or just Kickstarter Kutu, you will find their Kickstarter page. And yeah, carbon monoxide is the problem, though. That's the contamination of the air in your tank, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is not just for technical diver. I think every diver should have it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, carbon monoxide is a problem whether you have air, anything in your tank that, you know, that has been known to kill people. It puts them to sleep, and, you know, we hear these unfortunate incidents every now and then, you know, and it's because they got contaminated air. So that's one element that it does, but that's usually been a totally separate unit. And then if you are a Nitrox certified diver, that's where you would need an oxygen analyzer, which those have been out on the market before. But this is the first time where someone has taken both of those things and combined them into one nice, efficient unit that also kind of, which is cool, it actually interfaces with your iPhone or Android phone via some kind of app. Am I right?
Correct. In last year, we introduced a Nitrox body that was the world's first oxygen analyzer controlled by a smartphone, and it has been doing well. So we decided to, you know, upgrade it, add into it the carbon monoxide sensor, and now we have this wonderful product that is also a data logger, and it also logs temperature and pressure. So it's a very, you know, nice machine, can be used standalone, it has its own display, or it can be used together with the smartphone.
That is so cool. I mean, you really are solving some issues or questions and or problems and making things smaller and just more efficient for divers. I mean, that's what I love about what our Alberto does. And if, let's see, you guys, I'm looking at your Kickstarter thing now. You still got 2-3 weeks to go. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
And you're almost to your goal, but there's some programs on there. Like if you help them out on Kickstarter, you can get one of the first of these units that are put together and that kind of thing. And the retail price of this, you hope to be what? Do you know yet, or is it still too early?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's published on Kickstarter. So the deluxe project, the deluxe version that includes the BCD adapter and a carrying case, will retail for $349. On Kickstarter is $299. Actually, the $299 is already gone. Now it's $309.
So yeah, okay.
There is a $40 saving if you go on Kickstarter. The basic version that does not have a carrying case will retail for $299 and is $249 on Kickstarter. So you come in on Kickstarter, you save the $50.
Yeah. Well, and I'm guessing a Nitrox analyzer, I don't know what those run for, but they're probably around the same price of that just alone, aren't they? That's out on the market now?
Yeah. I mean, our Nitrox body runs for $199.
Yeah.
There are competing products out there that runs for like $240, $230, something like that.
Okay.
They have a display. We don't have a display on Nitrox body. So it's basically this new product, Kutu. By the way, I call it Cool too because
cool.
I have an accent.
Yeah.
So this new product is priced at the same price point of an oxygen analyzer, but gives you on top of it the carbon monoxide and gives you the data logger capability and the interface with the smartphone. The other thing important about the interface with the smartphone and the data logging is that you can actually log your analysis, and we have found out that a lot of dive stores are currently using our Nitrox body to log the fill that they do.
Ah.
So they use it as a proof of filling a tank.
Yeah,
so
that it doesn't have carbon monoxide in it. Here's what the O2 mix is, and they can keep track of that fairly automatically as well.
Correct.
Yeah, real nice. Kutu, COOTWO, breathe safe. And if you do Kutu space Kickstarter, you can pull up their Kickstarter page and do it. Alberto, great work as always. You know, when they get released, you're going to have to get me one of these things. I think.
I
might need one. Throw it in my arsenal of fun little toys to have at my disposal. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I got it.
Or I got
one of the first.
Well, if I sign up on your Kickstarter, I know that's what I was waiting for him to say. But
you will get it.
Yeah, no. Alberto is a great guy. Keep up the good work, man. You're very innovative, and there's a lot of folks, including myself, that appreciate your enthusiasm, my friend. Okay.
I appreciate that.
All right, there you go. Alberto from DiveNav.com, by the way, is their master company. And I don't know, Phil, what do you think? You want one of those things? That sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
You know, I'm on the website, the DiveNav website. I see Nitrox Buddy.
Yeah.
I see Blue Buddy. I don't see the one with the CO2.
Well, it's brand new because it's still on their Kickstarter campaign. So,
man, I'm like salivating for this. I'm ready to get it.
Yeah. Once again, if you go to COOTO or TWO, COO2, and then put a space Kickstarter, and it'll pop up on your Google search for sure. It's one of the first things. Their Kickstarter page. Or just go to Kickstarter.com and put in COOTWO. It'll pop right up.
You know, that's the one thing I feel exposed on when I travel to different places, you know, far away places. I've got all my bases covered, but I don't necessarily have the carbon monoxide base covered.
Yes. Well, now you can. Thanks to Alberto and his pretty ingenious crew. All right. Scuba Elvis coming up next. Stay close. Here on the island.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So blown away. Never thought I'd want to dive the kelp of Monterey Bay.
But now these dives are done.
I know
done.
One thing for sure. Now I find I'm the diving kind that likes kelp on the ocean floor. Kelp is in my plan when I go down, and I do appreciate it when it's found. Kelp is a cool mix of green and brown. Won't you please, please kelp me, kelp me, kelp me. Ooh.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and I apologize for that, but that's just what we do every now and then, just to amuse ourselves. And, I don't do a lot of kelp diving, being that we're based in Florida, and I don't know if they do that in Vegas, but we can find out by asking Scuba Elvis, who is here from ScubaFi Dive Center in Las Vegas right now on Scuba Radio. Hey, can I call you Scuba Elvis, or should we call you Charlie? What do you prefer?
I think we should call me Charlie.
Okay, Charlie is his real name, Charlie Franks from ScubaFi in Las Vegas. Welcome to the big show, Charlie. How are you? Have you recovered from the scuba show in Long Beach yet, or what?
Yeah, that was a great weekend. Actually, I was there most of the week because we did some promotions down on Good Morning San Diego and then Good Morning LA, and then came up and did the show, and then we did a show at the party on Saturday night. And
yeah.
You are our MC, so it was great having you and great being there.
I tell you what, Charlie, it was definitely surreal when I was after you came up on stage and I'm kicking back and having a beer and standing in front of you watching you do your thing, and I'm watching a an Elvis show at a dive event in an aquarium in Long Beach. I mean, you're marking
so what's
things.
What's strange about that?
Yeah, it's just surreal. It was like marking something off the list that I didn't really know was there, but I'm kind of glad I had the experience. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. How did this happen for you? I mean, have you already always lived in Vegas and that part started first before you started doing the dive thing, or is it vice versa?
Oh, no. Actually, I started both about the same time. I started doing an Elvis show. I do actually about four shows. One of them is the Elvis show, but then I do another show called Me, Myself, and Us, where I do almost 250 voices in one show.
Wow.
And so I do all the political people, took you back over 60 years of pop culture. But I started doing the Elvis thing back when in the 70s, the early 70s, when Elvis was still alive.
Yeah.
And I performed for 20-some years, and then I stopped for a long time and did other shows and then continued performing after that. And I was actually in Florida. I actually lived right there, right next to you in Altamont Springs.
Well, now you came up to me at the Long Beach show, and you said, hey, Greg, I've been on your show before. We've talked before. You probably don't remember it, and that's very likely, knowing how my memory is. But are you?
Well, the memory is the first, second, or third thing to go. I don't know which one it was.
Yeah, well, all of them have went as far as when it comes to me. But is that where we met? Or I was thinking yes. That since you were in Vegas, we met at the Dima show or something.
We met at the Dima show, but it was in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
Years ago, because I had a dive shop in Bradenton, Sarasota area. And it was called Family Scuba Center, and I had that for about 10 years.
Yeah,
and then we one of my stepdad had gotten ill with Alzheimer's, and my mother lived in Phoenix, and being an only child, I had to reluctantly sell my shop and move to Phoenix. And the people we sold it to never paid us. So I took back 97 boxes of scuba equipment and the tanks and everything else, and moved them to the dive mecca of America, Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
And basically opened up a little shop with the idea of getting out of the business. And it took off. We added paintball to it, so it became Family Scuba and Paintball.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I'm teaching classes there again, too. And it got bigger and bigger. And then, unfortunately, my mom got Alzheimer's and dementia. And I needed to give her more of attention. So I boxed up the scuba equipment, sold off the paintball gear, and decided to go back to doing my show full time, where I could spend more time with her.
Yeah.
And somewhere in that mix, everyone said, "Well, you got to move to Vegas because of the type of show you do." Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you, it's the second worst place in the world to move if you do what I do. If you do Elvis, the other place would have been Memphis.
Oh, okay.
Because,
yeah, I can understand
that. Here I'm just
that.
Another nut with sideburns. I walk down the street and actually hear people say, "Oh, look, there's another one."
Yeah, yeah.
And but I look like this. I don't put on a pompadour and stick on sideburns. I look like Elvis. If you look at my website on charliefranks.com or scubafi.com. So when I got here, I met my soon to be future wife, which was Holly.
Right.
And I taught her how to dive. Mm-hmm. And she's actually the technical director of my show. She's a video engineer and does a lot of the shows here in Caesars and Mandalay. In fact, she's at Mandalay, I think, or Mirage today doing a show.
Okay.
And so I said, "Well, when we're not on tour, you want to open a little tiny dive shop in Boulder City, just outside of Vegas, where people can stop by once in a while you know, have a place to hang her hat? She said, sure. And we signed the lease the next day, and she'll never say sure to me again.
Wow.
For anything.
Okay.
Because now it's grown into one of the largest independent training centers in the country. We train hundreds of divers every year out of one shop.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was seeing numbers like 500 divers a year or more or something. That's crazy. Yeah, that is impressive.
It's insane, especially in the middle of the desert. But and we train differently. You know, I've always had the philosophy in between my shows and everything else of watching what everybody else does and don't do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've gone back to the days of teaching it. We do classroom sessions. We don't do e-learning. And, you know, not that there's things wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just prefer to have people go through, you know, the learning process in a classroom session. And we knew when we got here that the only way we were going to do that, with Vegas being a 24-hour town, was that we had to give up our schedule. So we offer classes in the mornings, the afternoons, the evenings, all the time, virtually every day. And you're not assigned to a specific class. As long as you take them in order, it doesn't matter if it takes you a week or if it takes you a month.
Yeah. Well, and when you're doing this, though, you have a classroom going. Is it more of a showroom and you're dressed up as Elvis and after every lesson,
thank you
very much?
We don't mix those. We actually have a very large retail store, and we also have a very large classroom.
Well, Charlie, look, I would go through the training if you did that. You hear what I'm saying? You need to start working that element in.
I've always tried to separate them from the standpoint of, you know, I don't do cheesy Elvis. In fact, my new show now, which has actually changed since you saw it, we've added some things, and is now the Charlie Franks Experience. It is not an Elvis impersonator show, because I'm not Elvis on stage. You've seen me perform. I'm me on stage.
Yeah.
I look like Elvis, but I do current hits.
That's right.
I'm doing hits of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s in an Elvis style. And I don't wear the regular jumpsuits. So I'm not doing an Elvis impersonator show.
Okay. All right. Well, hold on. I want to talk to Scuba Elvis some more because, you know, this is just fascinating. And he has a great story, and we're going to talk, we'll continue it with Elvis next. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm cheesy. That's what I do. Charlie Franks is my guest right now from Scubafy in Las Vegas. He is scubafy.com. You can find out about his dive operation. He's also an Elvis, and well, he's an Elvis guy. I'm calling him Scuba Elvis, but he's way beyond that. And I kid. And you know us enough to know how much I just appreciate that talent. You hear what I'm saying there, Charlie? You do, right?
I absolutely do. I appreciate it. And like I say, it was great having you MC the show that we did. And the crowd, you know, was a great, great crowd. And in the show, we try to do, you know, a lot more than just the Elvis. We do current hits. We try to bring, you know, the comedy and the things like it. So it actually is called the Charlie Franks Experience. But there's actually, you know, your fascination with the Scuba Elvis part goes way beyond just you, because there's actually a movie that we did a couple of years ago. It was a documentary called Just About Famous. And it's a documentary on celebrity impersonators and what we go through and our lives. And it's really, really funny. Well, it won about 100 film festival awards.
Yeah.
And so the director, they went back and asked them to make it a full-length feature. And they did. And they came out and shot a lot more footage of us down at the lake and in our classrooms. And they loved the Scuba Elvis connection.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And so it was just released on iTunes and Google and Hulu and justaboutfamous.com. But that's the name of the movie. It's Just About Famous. And it's got me on stage performing. It's also got me underwater with the students and in the classroom.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a cool flick.
Well, if you're not dressing up as Elvis and training them, maybe that's something I need to do. You hear what I'm saying? Maybe I'll cover that base for
you. With rhinestones and studs on.
Exactly.
I think the reason that I've been so successful at doing the Elvis thing for so long is that I would never do anything cheesy. And that part, I know it's funny, and we talk about it and all, but I just, that to me is cheesy, and that's why, you know, you see these guys down on the strip that are wearing, you know, pajamas with studs on it and sod on their head. And,
yeah.
And it's just, you know, I think that the minute I started doing something like that, I would lose my mojo if there's anything like that.
Well, hey, you're Elvis. I mean, you can't be losing mojo and being
No, Elvis is dead. Well, no, I'm Charlie.
No, that's right. That's
but, you know, it's good to be the king.
That's true. It is, indeed. ScubaFi.com. Check out his dive operation in Vegas, and we thank him so much for joining us today. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
A young director named Steven Spielberg made a movie about a monster of the deep.
Here for the first time is Nick Ocean to sing the love theme from Jaws.
Jaws! You made me part of you. Now, Jaws, you found someone new. Why? Jaws, why? Wasn't I enough for you? You bastard, Jaws!
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I think, you know, we might have just, we might be on the cusp of having a Sharknado. We're based in Orlando, Florida, and, man, the weather's going crazy. Have you ever seen it like this, man, during the show?
No, not at all.
We just took another surge, and, boy, that was a good one. That was a good one. And I think sharks are going to be falling from the skies at any moment, is my guess. And maybe it's just me. I'm not so sure. It's hard to say, but we will find out momentarily. Let's see. Dave, is that you? All right, hold on. Yeah, see, we got Dave just called in. I had him on hold, and then we lost him there for a second, but I think we got Big Wave Dave back here from the Be a Diver pool. And I don't know. Dave, can you hear me now?
Do you
hear
me? Got you now.
There we go. Okay. We had a Sharknado here in Orlando, so had you ready to go, and then one of them crazy sharks came down after we were playing. I know, he didn't like that Bill Murray Jaws bit, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Or you probably don't, and you just...
I got it. Yeah. We're waiting for the Sharknado here with the Starnes, but they didn't show up.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, I mean, are you getting a lot of people asking you about sharks today, being it's the 40-year anniversary of Jaws?
No, everybody just wants to try diving, want to blow bubbles.
Exactly. They don't care. They just see the opportunity to get in a pool and breathe off a regulator and give diving a try for the first time. So you're in Pennsylvania today, is that right?
Yeah, it's Chester County. We're out about an hour from Philadelphia. It's a beautiful weekend. We got a little air show / balloon fest going on. Lots of food, crafts.
Yeah.
And a fantastic time.
Very good. And, I mean, so how many people are going through the process today of jumping in the Be a Diver pool, you figure? I mean, big crowd?
I don't know the exact numbers. I haven't looked at the iPad yet, but yeah. It has been a fun day. And really hitting it right now about 3 o'clock because I think all the afternoon people are showing up for the evening shows.
Okay, so yeah, what is this balloon fest thing? So it's like hundreds of balloon enthusiasts and they have race and balloons or what?
Yeah, they got like maybe a dozen fancy balloons. I mean, there's one actually here, like the space shuttle.
Wow.
Kind of one like Dumbo, regular balloons. You're watching those lift off and
yeah.
Light, you know, flame out. There's a little air show going on once around and you're giving people airplanes.
Nice.
Vintage World War II planes.
So have you gotten any comments from people flying over and saying, hey, wait a minute, there's a pool down here. I think I could make it, you know?
Well, I saw one seaplane And I told him, hey, if he has a problem, he can land in the pool as long as he can stop fast.
I would like to see that. I definitely would like to see that. That would be definitely something that would make a great YouTube video at the bare minimum. All right. So, but it's literally thousands of people at a big air show type of event in Pennsylvania today, right?
Yeah, just it's a fun family weekend. We got all kinds of ages getting in the water. Look at us signing for class. We got Blue Horizon, which is a dive store about 25 miles from us in the Indian Valley Scuba. About an hour away out here, staffing the pool.
Yeah, Indian Valley Scuba. I know those folks. Yeah, so you got a great support, it sounds like, today, too. All right, so you're at beadiver.com. You can follow your progress of where you're going to be. And I know next week you're on the road again. Am I right?
Yeah, we're out there at MetLife Stadium in New York, New Jersey, where the Jets and Giants play. Be in the 30-yard line. Come on out and check it out. It's free entry. You can visit locker rooms and everything.
Very nice. All right, Dave. Well, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. And we'll check in with you again next time. Okay, buddy?
Sounds good.
All right.
I may be getting in pretty soon. It's getting a little humid out here. Time to go swimming.
Well, okay. There you go. Go jump in the pool and make the best of it, for sure. All right. Well, there you go. Big Wave Dave, beadiver.com. You can always find out where he's going to be. Anytime, just by going to the website and tracking him, or just listening in as he checks in every now and then right here on the big show to let us know where he's going to be. Now, John Chatterton, he is standing by and going to join us. He literally just got back from diving in South Florida. We're going to connect it with him in just a bit. But I do believe we have our guys on from the web still. Well, actually, no, we don't.
Well, the jet fins, like the scoop.
Yeah, I don't know if the guys can hear us right now. So, yeah, we got hit by a Sharknado or something here, Bubble Boy. What do you think of this?
Oh, yeah, or a whale NATO.
Is that a whale NATO?
It could be. Yeah.
I don't know. It could be that we were just. Maybe we weren't taking Elvis seriously enough or something. You hear what I'm saying? It could be something as simple as that. I don't know. But we're going to try to get everybody reconnected here shortly, hopefully here on the big show. But John Chatterton is going to join us. That much I know for sure, because I have already spoke with him. And he is going to... he's going to, I know he's excited, not only just from diving in South Florida, but because his big book was released this week. By the way, wasn't it sitting over here? Where is it? Where's my Pirate Hunters book?
I don't know.
I've already had one disappear from my studio here. Actually, this would be the third one I had. The first
Captain
one.
Captain Patrick was sitting over here before the show.
You know what? He was. And I had two of them. And now both of them, I don't see it. Where is it? Where's my Pirate Hunters book? Daggone these
reefs. Yeah, I was gonna bum that off you.
Yeah. You know, the first copy of this book I got at the DEMA show in Orlando, and they handed out about, 150 books at the DEMA show when I was in Orlando year before last, or last year, I mean. Actually, it was in Orlando. It was in Vegas. And they gave me a copy. John signed it for me, as well as the author as well. And... and I was like, they came up and said, Greg, we'll give you one of these. Could you make an announcement that we're going to give away about 150 of them on the show floor today? And I said, sure, I can. I'll make that announcement. They had us set up at the front of the DEMA show. And so I did that, and they signed a copy. I set it back on the stage, and sure enough, after we were done, somebody had taken it. They just figured it was, oh, here's one. I'll just take this one. And it was my personal copy, signed personally to me. And, what are you going to do, right? Not a big, big problem, really. It happens. But, the thing was, is I told John when I saw him next, or actually I called him up. I said, someone stole my book, Pirate Hunters, that you're featured in. And is there any chance I could get another one? He said no. however, I saw him at the Beneath the Sea show in New Jersey, and they were signing books, and I got in a line, and I got him to do another one, and he signed it. This one, he said, quit losing our books, and signed John Chatterton. So, they sent me another one, or gave me another
one. And now you've
book.
Lost it again.
Or somebody's taken it. So, I can't seem to keep Pirate Hunters. It's so good, and we've been talking about it the last few weeks up until the release here, this I think it was released this past Tuesday or Wednesday. that now someone's taken it out of the studio again, and I can't find it. So maybe I'll, when we talk to John here in just a bit, I will have to ask him for another one, you think?
No, Greg, don't do that.
You think that would be bad form?
The third one, it's like, what are you throwing away my books for?
Yeah. It's like, what are you using them for? Firewood or something? And, you know, what's the dealio there? And, no, the honest dealio is that the book is so good. Pirate Hunters is so entertaining that, you know, everybody's heard me talk about it here in the studio. They keep taking it. From here, and my copy that they must just think this is like community property. You hear what I'm saying? There, Bubble Boy, I think that's what is happening.
I always thought it was fair game if it was ever here on the table.
Well, okay, maybe you're one of the guilty parties, too. So are you sitting on it, maybe?
No, No. I would have taken it if it was here, but it's yeah. Somebody else got to it before me.
Well, we'll see. But yeah, he's been diving in South Florida and Pompano, so we'll get a report on that. We'll get the lowdown on how good of a diver Phil Narcosis actually is. Because Phil was a student, and maybe he'll say, please don't have that guy call me ever again. No, I'm sure that won't be the case. He already told me Phil was a good student. All right, more coming up. Stay coming. Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Where will you be on July 18th? If you love diving, consider joining Patty and Dive Centers around the world for Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport of scuba diving. To find a local dive or event, visit patty.com/women-dive. That's PADI.com/women-dive. Not scuba certified yet? Now is the perfect time to get your Patty certification and get prepared for this special day. Mark your calendars. Patty Women's Dive Day, July 18th.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is better than porn. It's like porn and Shark Week combined.
He's got no legs to kick it with. And he's got no arms to swim with. But nonetheless, he is a scuba diver man. And he's doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man. Doing the best he can.
Scuba Diver Man.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? We like what we do. And it's diving, right? Yeah, come on.
Take it, Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's my cue. All right, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and John Chatterton is a rock star when it comes to diving. He is on Scuba Radio right now. And John, first off, I have to apologize. Your book that you're featured in, Pirate Hunters, it's all about your exploits and things. Once again, it has disappeared. I can't find it. I can't find my copy. But I have a valid excuse, and I have a witness to back me up on this story this time. Because the first one, you said, don't ever lose a book again that I give you. You remember this? Yeah, I'm sure you vaguely. Yeah. But I got a backup. Here, let's see if I can get him on the line. Hold on. Let's see. Bill, is this you? You got me?
This is me.
All right. So will you please cover my ass right now and tell John Chatterton what you did with my book, Pirate Hunters?
This is the thing, yeah. John. And you've met Greg. You know Greg. You've seen Greg in the...
Well, and I just hung up on both of them. So there you go. What are you going to do? We'll try to reconnect with these guys. Let's see. Yeah, but he was going to say that he took the book. All right, let's see. I think I got him here. Let's see if we can get this working. See, this is what happens when you try to do live radio.
Let me guess.
What?
Me guess. Uh-huh. Your alibi was disconnected.
Exactly. My alibi was disconnected right before he was going to say something that would have totally backed me up that he stole my Pirate Hunters book, John. So Bill, my producer, stole my second book. You know, the first book just disappeared. So, you know, I don't have much excuse on that. I don't know what to tell you. That's my excuse.
This does nothing but boost book sales. You got to run out to Barnes & Noble.
Oh, that's okay. That's how it works. Exactly. That is definitely how it works. It was released this week, though, right? And it's going really well, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it was released on the 16th. Sales are going good. Rob's out doing a dog and pony show and hitting all the bookstores. And I missed all the big parties in New York because I was here in Florida diving.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I missed the big parties in New York because I was diving with Phil.
Because you were diving with Phil Narcosis and teaching him how to go deeper than any human should be allowed to go kind of thing or something. Is that right?
Well, certainly deeper than he'd been before.
True. Yeah, no, you made a huge impression on him in a good way, which is maybe a refreshing change.
Which is unusual.
But he talked about that in hour one quite a bit, how you got him down to like 170 feet but you were well within your limits as far as staying safe and all that kind of stuff and out of decompression. And that's what you love to do. I mean, you don't do this so much for the money as much as just the joy of diving and sharing your love of the underwater world. Am I right?
It is a lot of fun to shatter some of the myths. You know, the boogeyman under the bed is oftentimes just a dust bunny.
Yeah.
And it is the difference between knowing what you're doing and just going ahead and doing it anyway.
Yeah.
And, Phil was a pleasure to dive with. He and his buddy Tad did a great job. We had some fantastic weather. It's that time of year here in South Florida. And we had a blast, man. We had a lot of fun. And we went out to the Hydro Atlantic, and that's one of my favorite local wrecks here in South Florida. And we had a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, you're just a fun guy. You're a fun guy to talk to, fun guy to listen to, talk about diving, whether it's for, you know, Spanish treasure and stuff in Dominica, or Dominican Republic, or wherever the heck you were in Pirate Hunters. It was insane, the adventures you've had. And you're so generous in sharing them, and we joke around a lot, but that's just the kind of guy John is. He's like, he's a diver. He's one of us.
I don't know how to do anything else, so you're stuck.
Well, we're lucky for it indeed. Now, so the book is being received really well, though, isn't it? I mean, is it like one of the, you know, New York Times bestsellers and all that kind of stuff already, or is that building?
Yeah, the reviews have been really good, except for one New York Times reviewer who, for some reason, she hates Rob Carson. I don't know what he did to her.
Yeah.
She loves me, but she hates Rob Carson.
Oh, okay. Well, go figure. He offended her. Didn't buy her a drink at some bar or something.
But, you know, it's like, if you're not offending somebody, you're just not doing much of anything.
Well, true. You? Yeah, God knows we're experts at that at this show. All right. Well, so you just got out of the water in Pompano right now. So you're just doing some fun diving today? Is that what you're doing after a week of training with Phil?
You know, I just got out of the water. Literally, I just got off the boat at South Florida Diving Headquarters with Jeff. And believe it or not, I did dives 3 and 4 for a family friend, a friend's son, 17 years old, and he just finished his open water, John Chatterton style.
There, oh boy. Man, it just doesn't get much better than that. It's all downhill from there for him. He just has no idea, I guess. But
you know, I don't do much open water, but I always do it with the student in doubles, and you know, it's
insane. Exactly, it's good stuff. For sure, JohnChatterton.com. Go there, find out about his training. Pirate Hunters, go pick up that book at your local bookstore. Get it on Amazon, whatever you got to do. You got to read it. If you're a diver, you'll love it. Even if you're not a diver, you'll love it. That'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.